I keep on reading this analysis that, well, you know, Trump's got support from, like, working folks. Really? That, like, this is the guy you want to be championing working people? This guy who spent 70 years on this earth showing no concern for working people. This guy's suddenly going to be your champion? I mean, he spent most of his life trying to stay as far away from working people as he could. And now this guy's going to be the champion of working people. Huh? I mean, he wasn't going to let you on his golf course.
Well, they could pay, I suppose. I'm not sure what to make of that. I don't know if it helps that the president's out for Hillary Clinton. I don't think that the president is necessarily going to inspire that middle that she needs. He's going to inspire Hillary's followers.
I think it's good to have a strong voice out there for her at a time when she's, you know, getting well and isn't able to respond to what's happening on the campaign trail. And you can be sure that Trump is doubling down on appearances at this time, knowing he's got, he thinks it's kind of open.
Right. Well, actually, New York Times has a really interesting analysis of that today about how this is an opportunity for him. And it's all, I just want to stop and think about this for a second. Like, just what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
While she's recuperating, while she's getting well, whatever the term was you just used. Now, a week ago, if you'd have stopped and thought, she's going to have a collapsing, after all this stuff about how, the Fox News or the Hannity show keeps showing over and over and over again all these slips and falls and things and weird things that are happening.
Reminding us of the passing out years ago, a couple years ago, and things like that. It seemed like it was sort of a conspiracy theory, and it kind of existed in those places.
Right, and it was the dark corners of the internet, and so no one would have taken it seriously. But here we are. here we are a week later, and it's happened, right? And it's like, and now she's disappeared, and she's not being completely, I don't think, forthcoming about what has happened and what other overlying medical or underlying, I guess, medical conditions there may well be. And she was on with Anderson Cooper last night.
I was surprised to see that, but she felt like she was defending her health situation. She said she didn't think it was that big of a deal. But I think what was a big deal is just it plays into that whole narrative of the lack of transparency. And even David Axelrod called her out on it. He was tweeting pretty heavily about it. It's not health, it's stealth that's her problem. That antibiotics can take care of pneumonia, but this veil of the shroud of secrecy is a harder thing to break in the minds of voters.
Just should have gone on with Larry King and Russian television.
And Russian television.
Yeah. Chappaqua, hello.
That's where they all go now.
Yeah.
Didn't Trump just give an interview to Larry King?
Yeah.
Wasn't that?
Yeah.
Because I remember the headline was on Russian television.
Yeah. Well,
that's not Russian television. That's Larry King. But I guess he works for a Russian television.
Yeah, it is. It was for Russian television, yeah.
RT.
Yeah. Hold on.
Are you looking for something over there?
Yeah, I got it.
You drop your pen.
I dropped my well, you know what I dropped? I dropped my hope for the future of America. So I just did when I stop and I think about what's going on here. And then all of a sudden Barack Obama, who, you know, right now he's enjoying higher approval ratings than he has for most of his presidential run. Because he's seen in the backdrop of these two. So it's sort of like, well, not so bad after all. It's like when George W. Bush, remember after Barack Obama was elected, and they tried the healthcare thing, and then one of the first memes was rushing around the internet of "Miss me yet?"
Right,
right. So how you like me now? And I think that's kind of the moment that we're in right now with Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. How you like me now? Oh, take a look at these two posers, A.B. Stoddard. You know her, you love her, from Real Clear Politics. What your thought on this? Because you've been covering this a number of years, AB. You've had a lot of thoughts on this. The president, obviously, certainly through the run of the Obama administration. What do you make of him being on the campaign trail? Help or hurt? Net win or loss? Hold on.
He makes a better case for her than she does for herself, for sure. He's just a better campaigner, like her husband, than she is. But, he's going to definitely have he's going to take his time to bask in his new approval ratings. And, you know, make the case for his administration for sure. And you know, you can say, well, that's really just an albatross for Hillary. She's going to be a third term of Obama. But remember, there was a time where he couldn't campaign for Democratic candidates in the midterms elections of 2014. So he has rebounded, I think, like you say, in comparison to Trump and Hillary. And he's going after voters who are never going to vote for Trump, but are kind of turned off by her. And he's trying to make the case that things are better than they appear. And there's a foundation for her to build on. And I think he's trying to get people that don't like Hillary off the couch to vote.
What do you make of this whole secrecy argument that even David Axelrod is making, that the Clintons just throughout their history have always been mysterious, and there's always an underlying set of lies and half-truths and other kind of scandalous things that they're trying to avoid coming out, and so they're always running away from that. Some of it is designed by their and identified or made up by their opponents, but a lot of it's self-inflicted.
Yeah, I really have to agree with David Axelrod's tweet, and the boy who cried wolf was one of my favorite parables for my kids when they were growing up. If it were anyone else, everyone would say, boy, that woman is just an ox. She just barreled through the weekend. She's put in an unbelievably sort of, you know, monstrous campaign schedule for at least going back to December before the primary voting started. And
right.
Look at her. She's, you know, she just had to barrel through and she has pneumonia. And, you know, but the problem is that you never know if she's telling the truth. And that's because of her past. And so while I don't believe Donald Trump on his medical records either, why am I going to believe it is just pneumonia and there's nothing else? So it's a very tough position she finds herself in because she can't control this. Not a rogue server where she sort of stole government information and stuck it somewhere. You know, it's her health. She can't control it. She obviously needs more rest. But the point is, if something is worse than pneumonia going on, it's going to catch up with her. So it really is something that I think, had it been revealed immediately on Friday, would have been much better. And it's just so, it's remarkable to watch them all stumble over, you know, which ones knew when and we should have told. And it's not entirely clear that she told every one of her top aides. I think we know that she told her family and knew about Dean, but it's very strange the way they conduct themselves. And so now we're all talking about that instead of talking about, you know, here she got this diagnosis an hour ago and everyone can feel sorry for her.
Mm-hmm. I guess I want to ask you, AB, what impact you think it'll have. I'm seeing some headlines that say September surprise, September disaster. Hillary Clinton's team themselves are saying we didn't think it was that big of a deal. She's going to get over it. It's going to be fine.
We all had it. Oh, no, we all had it. Hey, Johnny, come over here. Cough for him. He's got it, too.
No, don't cough too close to us, though. We just don't like that part. But, I mean, I guess I don't know if the poll numbers have come out yet post this that have, like, sort of factored this into how badly this people view in the eyes of what this means for Clinton and her campaign, or what kind of an impact you actually think this will have?
Yeah, I don't think that this, I just believe that there are not many undecided voters. The ones who are undecided don't like either of them, mm-hmm. and they're going to try to compel themselves in the final days to vote if they feel it's important. And so I don't know that this is not her rogue server. This is not the FBI investigation. Right. This is her getting pneumonia. And I have, you know, a mother around Hillary Clinton's age who was a working woman. And, you know, they grew up thinking you never let them see you sweat. Any illness, any sign of, you know, faltering physically, it, you know, needs to be hidden. And so that's the kind of thing where we don't know if people are going to understand that she wants to be private about her health. And that's different than her secrecy on every other issue. Or are people just going to see it as, you know, she's, if they buy into the conspiracy theories that she actually has a body double and has had strokes and all this other crazy stuff.
Have you seen that? Have you seen all these side-by-side comparisons of people who are absolutely certain that there's a body double for Hillary Clinton out there, and they're talking about the earlobe sizes, and today I think it was the index fingers were circled.
It's the same. It's like, listen, oh, there's
no, but
ten...
it's everywhere, Ro. It's everywhere.
But, I mean, listen, we've all worked in the media. And especially if you work in talk media and opinion media, and AB is very familiar with this as well, you get to, I mean, there's 10% of the population believes in every conspiracy going, and sometimes these are reasonable, high functioning people who, and otherwise you would stop and go, what is this all about? I mean, I have a friend who is absolutely convinced, absolutely 100% convinced that the death of JFK and Elvis are related. And that they, you know, they were both murders of a, you know, that were covered up by some sort of government faction.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like there are pieces to these. There's 10% that's always going to believe anything. So, and it's a great parlor game to now check the earlobes of the you know, the pictures of Hillary Clinton. It's like, oh, look at this, and the social media just whips it up, right? And people are like, hey, look at her earlobes, it's a body double. Look at that. Hey, the hair's wrong. Wait,
no,
the
Secret
gate.
Service agents. That was the one that started it all.
I like the fact that people are trying to measure the distance between her heel and her toe in the, you know, on opposite feet
right,
the gate. The gate is wrong. The gate's totally wrong. It's like, what are you doing? This is ridiculous. But
I can't see any difference.
But you know what it is here? But here's the thing. Is that the circus, the absolute goofiness of this has now moved to a conversation about her, not him.
I guess that's true.
So how big is that for him? That's huge for him.
Well, he's appearing on Dr. Oz tomorrow to give what he wants to say about his health.
This is the best.
The big reveal.
This is the best.
I can't wait for that.
He has to appear on Dr. Oz to do it. He can't just release it. He's got to go on a reality show. I'm telling you, she should do it on Judge Mathis. That should be the plan.
Take that, right?
Yeah. Maybe the body double comes out on Judge Mathis. I don't know. AB, help me.
I just love that Dr. Oz has admitted that it's pretty much Kremlin-sponsored TV formatting anyway, that he's been given the questions by Donald Trump, and he will not ask one question that Donald Trump has not let him ask. So it's actually not a real, like, doctor interview at all.
Right. He says, I'll avoid the questions that Trump doesn't want to have answered.
Well, isn't it?
Right.
Okay.
What is that?
Okay. But he's got him. He got him. You know, he got him to start the new season six or whatever it is for Dr. Oz, or season 8 or 10 or whatever. Hey, very quickly, AB, taxes. There's mounting pressure now. Mm-hmm. You know, now there's this whole thing where the $5 million, the bet, turning the table on Trump the way Trump turned it on Obama. There's now $5 million out there to Trump's charities of choice, which would be his own, if he releases his income taxes. That kind of shame mechanic didn't really work. It kind of worked on Obama, I suppose, because he released his birth certificate. Is that, do you think it'll work on Trump?
I don't think Trump's going to release those tax returns no matter what, because I think that...
they're bad. There's bad stuff in there.
I just think he's not going to. And so their new line is, yes, he will, and that when the audit's done, meaning that we can run out the clock on that. But no, I don't think he's... No amount of... award money. I mean, donations to veterans, I think, will move him on that. I just think he's convinced that he can run out the clock.
Yeah, well, okay. Again, next helicopter to Guam, please. Wait, Guam's still the United States. I got to go some further. New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Next helicopter to New Zealand.
Yep.
All right, thank you very much, AB. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
AB.
Thank you. Take
all right,
care.
Talk to you soon. Here she goes, AB Stoddard, Real Clear Politics. Great website for all this. All right.
It is a great website.